And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies, and do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hope you're enjoying the show. I know I am. It's always good to have Shasta from Old World Olive Company in, and she gave us a nice background on that company. But now let's get to where the rubber hits the road, or where the oil hits the pan, if you will. And that is, let's talk about how to use some of this stuff and some of your maybe favorite recipes that our listeners, without too much work, could put together and get the fabulous results that we know you get every time.
Sure. So this time of year, the first thing that came to mind when you guys said, hey, let's have you in the studio, is vegetables. Everyone has a whole bunch of vegetables right now that they're trying to use up, and they don't want them to go to waste.
Right.
Maybe you've spent your time growing them, or you've gone to your local market and supported them. Simple things come to mind for me. Tomatoes, like we've tapped on in the first session, my favorite thing to do with tomatoes is to put them on the grill in a little foil packet, put some garlic oil on them, and when you pull them off, just let them, just till they start to blister, till they start to pop open a little bit. Maybe not quite as long as you did your last group of tomatoes where they were fiery hot, but bring them off, pour some balsamic vinegar on it, and put some fresh basil right on top, and you've got an awesome side dish.
Right. Now, are you doing grape tomatoes, or are you doing full like beefsteak style?
I love them both. I'm a tomato fan.
Yeah.
So yep. I love both. I think the little grape ones have a little bit sweeter flavor.
Yeah, and the little cherry. I had a ton of cherry tomatoes this year. They're just, and you can, how many can you eat? You know,
well, so see how I
roasted a bunch of those too.
Yeah, right.
And they felt
well,
really great.
You could bring them to your radio friends.
Yeah,
and
we see
might
how
eat
I
some.
Rate.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Right.
I roasted them all a couple nights ago. Sorry.
Right. Yeah.
Come on over and pick them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Deal.
Oh, well, if I got to come over, then, can't you just bring them to me?
Sure.
So that's an easy one, right?
That's
with
one.
Tomatoes. Let's go walk around the garden a little bit further.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you raise zucchinis, you got one, you got 100.
Right.
Right? Those things are prolific the way they grow. So what do you do with a zucchini?
So zucchini and squash, I like to combine together, and I do the same sort of concept. Either you can put them on the grill in one of those little disposable aluminum pans, or if you've got a contraption of your own, or make a little aluminum packet, like a foil packet. I love to put butter oil on them.
Okay.
Put a little Seasonello sea salt, which we have in the stores, and then just let them cook.
Right.
You can put a different balsamic vinegar over top. I've used lemon before. I've used 18 year. I've not used a balsamic, and they're still great.
Now, you can take a little different approach to it, too. And like zucchini in particular, you can cut them into pie-shaped wedges or whatever and marinate them in some of your balsamic and oil.
Absolutely.
And then put them in a grill basket or skewer them. And just lightly saute them, but you can still use the oil and that's what I do.
Yeah, that's
I
a great
I use your
approach.
Oils and vinegars all the time on them. And Tuscan, you said before, is one of my favorites. That and garlic, I'm really boring because I do the same thing,
same
and I put the 18 year on it, and it's
so crisp.
I have a hard time changing
a little bit. If you can put them on a hot grill, you get a little char mark on them, and just a little crust on there.
Especially
and,
ooh, on
that
the
texture is just wonderful.
Yeah, especially on the shell or the skin.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. That's really good. So what about mushrooms? I'm a big mushroom fan. What would we do with mushrooms?
I'm a huge mushroom fan as well. I love them all year round, so it doesn't matter what time of year it is. I want to eat them. My favorite thing to do is to get some of the button mushrooms or whatever your flavor is that you like.
Magic.
Well, that's a whole nother show, Bob. But marinate them in some 18-year. And you don't have to marinate very long. Mushrooms will soak up pretty much anything around them. So marinate them in 18-year, and you can saute them in a pan. You can throw some onions in there and put them on top of a steak, put them on a burger.
Right.
Or they're just a simple side dish.
Right. Awesome. Awesome. What about the flavors? We haven't dove into too deeply yet the variety of flavors that you have in the oils or the balsamics. Take either channel. Which way you want to go?
Well, if you come into the store, you're going to hear that we've got a variety of 50 different flavors of oils and vinegars. And we kind of split those almost down the middle. At any given time, you're going to be able to sample 25 different balsamics, 25 different oils. And, you know, it depends on what we can get our hands on and the time of year and, and what the growing seasons are for the producers. But that's a pretty big crayon box for you to come in and pick out of.
Well, and the cool part, you said that your staff is doing this now for people that walk in, but you guys actually combine the two of them.
Yes.
You'll put oil and balsamic together, and those combinations are amazing.
That's where the light bulb comes on,
we find,
and that's kind of the fun part of our job.
There's very few, here's the amazing part, is there's very few bad combinations.
Right.
When Jop and I stroll through there, you're one downtown, I mean, you just start playing. You take a little, you know, of an oil you don't use typically, and then you'll find a balsamic that maybe you love or whatever, and you put the two together and go, "Holy cow! Who knew that oregano would taste good with plum?"
Right. Exactly.
Right.
It's just a whole world. Yeah.
And the cool part is you can the mixing of like a teriyaki with maybe a serrano pepper, so you get a little heat, but you still get a little bit of that salty sweet, so you get
it's
really cool. And then you think about taking the boring chicken breast,
which is where they're really
breast.
Good.
Right. You cover it with stuff like that. I mean, it just becomes a whole different meal. Something else I want to touch on is fruit.
Yes.
Because I think that this time of year, again, fruits and berries especially are pretty prominent. Mm-hmm. And what are some of the ideas we have around that?
Some of my favorite are stone fruits. So, for instance, like a peach. Peaches are pretty predominant right now. They're easy to get your hands on. You can literally just split those in half, take the seed out, you know, take the core out, brush them with a little butter oil. You could just put a regular regional oil, which has no flavor. And put that right on the grill, pull it off.
Cut side down.
Yep, cut side down. Yep, pull it off the grill and drizzle it with any balsamic. You could use a raspberry. You could use a strawberry. 18-year, of course, is always my go-to because it goes with everything. You could put a little goat cheese on the peach, still put your 18-year on, and throw a little fresh mint on. And that's a delicious, it almost is a dessert, healthy dessert.
Oh, yeah. Would be in my house.
Right. Salads are endless with this.
Could you grill that peach and then put it on some ice cream and drizzle some of that espresso balsamic on it?
Yes, you absolutely could. Espresso is one of my personal favorites.
And you've got a dark chocolate balsamic. Mm-hmm. I know that I have some of that at home. I don't use a lot of it, but I have it, and once in a while when you do something.
Yeah.
People kind of freak out, though, when you're pulling out balsamic to put on their ice cream until they try it.
Until they try it.
And then it's like, wow, that's really cool.
I've had the espresso one, but stick around because we want to hit some. You teased us with some stuff. I want to hear that romaine and mushroom recipe.
You got it.
All right. You're listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.